With the recent escalation in violence in eastern Ukraine's separatist conflict, the number of dead grows. Many fallen soldiers are buried without record, often in a grave without a name or tombstone. On the road to the village of Savomogila, near the Russian border, the Ukrainian volunteer team called Black Tulip is on a mission to collect bodies of fallen Ukrainian government soldiers from the rebel-held territory. Little remains of the military positions that were here, but there is still danger from landmines and booby traps. Still, the team does this grim work without pay.
There is one body here. We received information from local citizens. There was a fight over here in the end of August. Ukrainian soldiers were pushed back, and one of the soldiers was left here.
Despite coming from Ukrainian government-held territory, the team is able to work in separatist-controlled land through cooperation with militaries on both sides.
We transmit bodies from the Ukrainian side to the DNR side and vice versa. There is an agreement between the government of DNR and the Ukrainian Ministry of Defense, and when this agreement is confirmed, on that day, we are able to cross the border.
The Separatist Commissioner for Missing People, Lilia Radanova, helps coordinate the team. She says she gets thousands of requests every day to help find missing persons, her desk piled with letters and photos from family members.
I received a lot of phone calls from Ukrainian soldiers' relatives, mothers, fathers, and wives. This is the Ukrainian soldiers' list of lost in action.
Although February's ceasefire agreement called for returning casualties and prisoners of war, getting permission for the team to work can be difficult. But Radanov says the cooperation between the two sides is improving.
When we submitted 22 bodies to them from Donetsk Airport, something changed. After this ultimatum, we demanded something change. Since January, we couldn't take our fallen from Volnovakha, and now finally we received the bodies, thanks to them. But at the moment, there are many more bodies. Due to joint efforts, we will have an agreement in future.
The volunteers return with a body they think may be a rebel soldier. They say they will hand it to authorities for identification.
We apply visual inspection of the body. Sometimes there are some documents in pockets, and we can use it to identify a person. If there are no documents, the only help is DNA analysis.
More than 6,000 civilians and fighters have died in the conflict in eastern Ukraine over the past year. And with frequent ceasefire violations, the team's work is far from over. Adam Bales for VOA News, Donetsk, Eastern Ukraine.